Occasionally we hear these stories, you know, pets who make impossible journeys home. Most recently it was Holly, the indoor cat from West Palm Beach, Florida, traveling with her owners Jacob and Bonnie Richter at an RV rally in Daytona Beach when she got out and disappeared. Then 2 months later, Holly turned up at a mile away from home, a 200-mile journey. How could that be? Pam Bellick wrote about Holly's journey for the New York Times and joins us. Pam, this was an indoor cat again. You talked to many experts. How could she navigate 200 miles back home?
The fact that she is an indoor cat might appear to be very relevant, but actually some of the behavioralists I talked to said that, you know, there are innate skills that animals have that might not be knocked out of them by being indoors. For example, if she navigated by being able to sort of follow the sun or somehow calibrate her location with respect to the sun, well, if she was an indoor cat, she'd still probably be sitting by the window during the day and being aware of, you know, the time of day and when the sun was rising and when the sun was setting.
And you talked to, for instance, a Dr. Patrick Bateson, who's a behavioral biologist at Cambridge University, who said, let's say the cat associates the smell of pine with wind coming from the north. In other words, they know that the smell of pine comes from a certain direction. They lived in pine. They may be able to navigate their way back that way.
Yeah, I was very surprised, but several of the scientists that I spoke with said that smells that a cat can perceive can actually travel very far, so that it's not completely out of the realm of the possibility that the cat could detect a familiar smell even 200 miles south.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's incredible. Well, you talked to another doctor. This is a New York behaviorist, Peter Borchelt, who wondered to you if Holly the cat might have followed the Florida coast by sight and sound, tracking Interstate 95, deciding to keep the interstate to the right and the ocean to the left. Are you kidding me?
Well, I guess the other scientists that I spoke with thought that was less likely than some of the other possibilities that they suggested. But, you know, as Dr. Borchelt said, you know, nobody's really done an experiment where they've thrown a bunch of cats out and seen how whether they can come home. So it's really, we do not have, you know, double-blind placebo-controlled studies on this. But Dr. Borchelt, who has worked with dogs a lot, said that dogs tend to use those types of cues. So anything's possible.
And we should say that Holly the cat, there's no question she walked a lot. Some people speculated maybe she just hitched a ride with a truck and got lucky. But when she showed up, it wasn't at her old house. It was about a mile away. She was practically dead, her pads and nails worn down, and the back nails and pads worn more than the front. And that told people what?
When a cat walks, they use their back feet for propulsion, and they're going to be using their front claws for things like climbing and tearing and that kind of thing. So the scientists that I spoke with said that the condition of particularly the back claws is an indication that this cat took a very long walk. Now, do we know that she didn't sneak into the engine of a pickup truck and hitch a ride part of the way? No, we don't.
Yeah,
you know, we really have no idea. Is that possible? You know, of course it is. But it does seem that at least some, if not all, of the distance she traveled on foot.
And by the way, for those saying, how do you know this was Holly? Maybe it's wishful thinking. The woman whose home she arrived at, they fell in love with her, but took her to the vet, and at the last second said, check and see if she has a chip. She had a chip. They could trace her to her owner.
Right. And the woman who found her, Barb Mazzola, said that she was hoping when she called up the Richters that they would say, oh, you know what? We got another cat. You know, we've replaced her. You know, if you want to keep her. And Barb Mazzola had actually named the cat Cosette after the orphan in Les Miserables. she'd gotten very attached to her in just the week she had taken care of her. But the Richter said, are you kidding me? We definitely want her back. And Barb brought her over. Jacob Richter pulled her out of the cat carrier, and she immediately, you know, kind of hopped on his shoulder. And Barb said there was just no doubt, because the cat had been very skittish and very nervous. But as soon as she saw Jacob Richter, she just sort of melted into his arms.
What have you heard from readers?
Oh, my goodness. The reaction from readers has been just incredible. We have this up on our website, and I think the last I checked, we had about 350 comments. Many of them are, this happened to me, either with my cat or my dog. A number of them are suggesting somewhat plausible and sometimes less plausible ways that this might have happened.
They are sainted creatures. They're aliens.
I did get an email from a reader who said that she was a cat communicator and that really the only solution here was to talk to the cat, and she would be willing to do that.
Well, what a thing to be sitting there staring at your cat saying, if only you could tell us what you did. That's reporter Pam Bellick, who wrote about the 200-mile journey of Holly the Cat for the New York Times. Pam, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. It was great fun.
So, Ron Delusky writes us on Facebook, I'm still not sure this miracle cat is, but I had a stray who'd go to my girlfriend's house every night, 6 to 8 blocks across Pittsburgh city traffic. And Taran Albini writes, yep, a friend's cat did this from Cody, Wyoming to Missoula, Montana over 6 months. Your cat tales, facebook.com/hereandnowradio or hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service, NPRI. I'm Robin Young. Join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.